This is the Art of Jazz. I'm going to start the program today with Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael's classic piece from 1929, 1930, in there. I once, with some friends, figured out that there were over 900 recordings of the composition up into the 1980s, whenever we did that. And I'm sure there are several hundred more. This being one of my favorite, it's Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
That. Four people making some sounds together. Paul Desmond, Jerry Mulligan, Joe Benjamin, and Mel Lewis, respectively, alto saxophone, baritone saxophone, bass, and drums, 1962 for RCA Victor and Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. I was thinking that that's pretty much what a eulogy is. You don't hear the melody. They're not reciting Carmichael's statement word for word or note for note, but paraphrasing and moving through it. And the same thing in a eulogy. You have a friend who is gone, and you have that person within you and sharing with yourself, intermixed with that person, and it becomes something special. Paul Desmond, Jerry Mulligan, Joe Benjamin, and Mel Lewis doing Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael, 1962. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Copenhagen now, 1961, March of that year. This is some unissued material of Johnny Hodges, the great alto saxophonist. He with Ray Nance on trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, Al Williams at the piano, Aaron Bell bass, and Sammy Woodyard on drums are going to perform for you right now. Thank you. sometime in March of 1961, Johnny Hodges and his alto saxophone, Ray Nance on trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney baritone saxophone, Al Williams on piano, Aaron Bell on the bass, and Sammy Woodyard on drums. Ellington's band must have been in town. The Jeep Is Jumpin', Good Queen Bess, and Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Johnny Hodges. This program is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... All right, where do we want to go now? Let's do some vocals now, after those wonderful instrumentals of Paul Desmond, Jerry Mulligan, and Johnny Hodges. Here's Peggy Lee and her wonderfulness, along with the arranging genius of Quincy Jones.
You must remember this. A kiss is still our kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
All the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren of song, to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a shawl of heart could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Two vocalists with arrangers, a very special combination, always. Peggy Lee in 1961 in Los Angeles with Quincy Jones, arrangement of As Time Goes By, composition written by Herman Hupfeld, Capitol Records. And also on Capitol Records, Nat Cole, 1961, with Lush Life, written by Billy Strayhorn, and arrangement by Pete Rugolo. Peggy Lee and Nat Cole right here on 88.5 KPLU. NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and those last two recordings for Capitol Records, which existed and still does, maybe, in one form or another. Certainly the building is there in Los Angeles, and I want to go to Hollywood in Los Angeles, 1955, to the home of Ray Heindorf, a movie producer who loved Art Tatum. Invited that master pianist to his home for a party to play, and Ray Heindorf had his tape recorder going, and one thing led to another, and these were issued originally on 20th Century Fox Records. Ray made a copy for Jack Webb, and I got the copy of Jack Webb's tape, which comes off a little bit better, I think, a little clearer, I hope so anyway, from the record. And so for you, from me, Art Tatum in Hollywood, the 3rd of July, 1955. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Art Tatum playing at a private party in Hollywood the summer of 1955 at the home of movie producer Ray Heindorf. And then talking with the guests and playing. We've heard Don't Blame Me by Jimmy McHugh, There Will Never Be Another You by Harry Warren, Without a Song by Vincent Humans, Richard Rodgers, You Took Advantage of Me. And the last selection that you're going to hear is Too Marvelous for Words, written by Richard Whiting. And I'm going to follow it with a vocal to hear the incredible lyric of Johnny Mercer.
Too marvelous for words.
Metropolis for Words, written by Richard Whiting, and lyric by Johnny Mercer. Ella Fitzgerald singing it for you with a wonderful arrangement by Nelson Riddle for her. For Verve Records in October 1964, following the 1955 solo version on piano by Art Tatum. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I don't want to leave Ella and Nelson Riddle without this beauty by Gordon Jenkins, Bernie Hannigan, and Johnny Mercer. Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle, 1964, October for Verve Records. When a Woman Loves a Man, written by Gordon Jenkins and Bernie Hannigan, with a lyric by Johnny Mercer. Isn't that something? This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours a day, and happy to be here and have you out there. Several weeks ago, I played for the 20th time, I'm sure, in the time I've been on this station, the two-piano concert of Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea, done in 1978 for Columbia Records. And all the requests have come in the last few weeks by phone call or postcard or letter. And I thank you for that. It's nice to know that people out there are reacting and forming opinions and making comment one way or the other. Activity, participation, really healthy. We will hear two from Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea. Someday My Prince Will Come, of course, comes from Frank Churchill and Larry Maury, from the 1937 film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And Liza, from the Gershwins and Gus Kahn, 1929, from Showgirl. Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Concert, pianists Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea, 1978, as recorded by Columbia, Long Playing Records. We heard Someday My Prince Will Come, written by Frank Churchill and Larry Morey, for the film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 1937, and from 1929, George and Ira Gershwin and Gus Kahn's Liza, from Showgirl of that year. Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea. Lots of requests for that, and I played it for you out there. Lots of calls during it, by the way. What is it we're going to get? I don't know that it's available. I would hope it's available on CD for you. My copy is the original one that came out with Gatefold double LP. That's like a book, opens like a book. And so go look for it. 1978 concert, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea. I think there are four or five other pieces on the concert as recorded by Columbia. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... you were in Stockton, California at Stockton High School in November 1954, you would have heard that. It was recorded by Pacific Jazz Records. Jerry Mulligan doing Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. Mulligan baritone saxophone, John Eardley on trumpet, Red Mitchell bass, and Chico Hamilton on the drums. And they finished up with their theme song, Mulligan's Walk and Shoes. Jerry Mulligan, 1954. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. They told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn-out wish that I threw aside after it brought my love so near? Funny how love becomes a cold. Funny that rainy day is here.
Life was so new, so real,
so bright ages ago. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seemed so bright ages ago? Last night, to think that spring has depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that glow.
Vocalists for you, and two arrangers, of course, Frank Sinatra and Gordon Jenkins in Los Angeles, 1959. Here's That Rainy Day, written in 1953 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and Tony Bennett and Frank Duvall in 1959, Last Night When We Were Young, written in 1936 by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, the same two fellows who bring you the music of The Wizard of Oz. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Chicago pianist Joe Sullivan now, and his time in L.A. in 1956 for Down Home, Long Playing Records. Thank you. from Los Angeles, Joe Sullivan, great pianist from Chicago. 1955 for Down Home, Long Playing Records. Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller. Bush Above Powell by Joe Sullivan. And I Found a New Baby by Spencer Williams. Joe Sullivan, right there. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. I want to continue with pianists here in Holland, 1961, is Bud Powell.
I'm Oh.
Mud Powell at the piano, 1961 in Holland. Trudy Peters doing the singing, and Jean-Marie Ingrand on string bass, and we don't know who the drummer is. I wish I did. Private recording of No Moon at All, written by Red Evans and Dave Mann. I Cover the Waterfront, Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman. I Remember Clifford, Benny Golson, and Powell's own John's Abbey. Bud Powell, 1961. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Miles Davis doing his own composition, Half Nelson, 1956 for Prestige. It's the working with the Miles Davis Quintet. And Miles and John Coltrane and Paul Chambers and Philly Joe Jones and Red Garland, all of that. Half Nelson, 1956, Miles Davis. There was a bass player back then named Nelson Boyd. I don't know if that has to do with the title or the wrestling hold. Your guess is as good as mine, I guess. You guess, I guess. All right. Two vocalists now, one from 1955 and one from 1963.
Take the word of others heard. you know I haven't changed. True, I've been seen with somebody new, but does that mean I've been untrue? When we were apart, the words in my heart, feel how I feel about you, sun kiss me, clown my memory, another arm. Nothing to hear it from me, and baby, you never will. Nothing to hear from me. Pay your attention to what I say. While people tear the seam of anyone's dream, it's over my head. Nothing to hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you heard, I haven't changed. Who I've been seeing somebody new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss me close, my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear it from me. You never will. Oh, please do nothing till you hear it from me. You never will.
Sarah Vaughan started this set for us with arrangements by Ernie Wilkins. An arrangement by Ernie Wilkins of Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg. Sarah singing in 1955 for Emercy Long Playing Records. Then Nina Simone for Coal Picks Long Playing Records in 1963. And an Ellington Bob Russell hit, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. With a chorus and orchestra, and I think a strong influence coming in from Ray Charles and his use of the chorus behind him. Sarah Vaughan and Nina Simone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Trio. Drew on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums for Riverside Records, 1956. It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. Kenny Drew at the piano, his trio right there. All right, what do I want to do now? Well, I want to tell you, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you 24 hours every day. Here's Benny Goodman.
Finding another one.
Benny Goodman, 1941, his clarinet for OK Records. How long has this been going on? Arranged by the band pianist Mel Powell, excuse me, for vocalist Peggy Lee. And then Eddie Sauter's beautiful original composition and arrangement, Clarinet a la King, a feature for Benny Goodman on his clarinet, 1941. Earlier today, I talked to, or Bill Finnegan actually, talked with me from his home in Connecticut. I've been talking to him off and on now for a while. He's 87 years old and was one of the feature arrangers for Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, and others. And in the late 40s, early 50s, he and Eddie Sauter formed the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra and continued on from there. The reason I'm saying this is I'm going to play part of our conversation today, and I ask him about Eddie Sauter's score for Arthur Penn's movie Mickey 1, which is a movie from 1965 starring Warren Beatty. And one of those things where the music almost outdoes the movie. Excuse me. It's also a feature for Stan Getz on his tenor saxophone. Before we get to some of the score of Eddie Sauter's work for the movie Mickey 1, here is Bill Finnegan talking with me from his home in Connecticut. Talk a little bit about Eddie, your dear friend. One of the things I'm putting on the program today is his score, part of his score. Only three things from a movie called Mickey 1,
yeah,
which he did, director Arthur Penn, and the three things are Once Upon a Time, Mickey's Theme, and On Stage.
And there's a lot of nice writing in that.
Oh, God, there is, and there's multi-tracking for Getz. Getz is the star, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Any comment about that? Were you hanging around with Eddie at that time, 65?
Yeah, we were still, you know.
Do you remember any stories about that? Did he like doing the work for Penn?
Well, he had an ideal setup where he had a, I don't know if you ever saw those old moviolas that they would run the film on.
I remember, yes.
They were infernal machines, I'll tell you that, because we worked with them a lot doing commercials. And the machine made so much noise you could hardly hear any sound on it. And as a matter of fact, I don't think it had sound. It was just picture. And a little picture, like maybe 5 inches square,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 inches square.
Right.
So Eddie had a copy of the film, and they moved a moviola to his house. And he had the leisure of running the film as many times as he wanted, and which was great, you know, to have time to live with the film at home. And I guess they didn't rush him too much, because usually with all the filming and cutting and trying to get a final cut, that's one of the things in film that was too much for me. When they get a final cut, they want the music immediately.
Right.
And you can't write it until they have the final cut, because you don't know how long sequences run, you know, which is sort of self-evident. But he had the moviola at home, which was great, and it gave him plenty of time to work out a lot of good stuff.
Would he call you ever, Bill? Let's say, let me imagine something. He'd call you up and say, "Hey, Bill, I'm stuck on something."
Eddie hardly ever got stuck. He was a fast writer.
Okay.
I'm the one who got stuck, and I'd call him.
Okay.
The other way.
Would it be... like, let me imagine, would it be something like this? I'm having a problem with the voicings. It doesn't sound right to me, or whatever. Something
no,
like that.
It wouldn't be that specific. It would be the amount of writing that was to be done between the time I called and the recording date.
Mm-hmm.
When it had to be finished. It was, and I would often have half a thing written, and I'd give it to him, and I'd have another thing to do. And if I would often have sketches on what was to follow. And I collaborated with a bunch of guys like that when I was in a jam. Mm. Brookmeyer used to help me out. And
well, you're all high class as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Score for the Arthur Penn movie Mickey 1. I started with Bill Finnegan talking to me earlier today from his home in Connecticut, talking about his lifelong friend Eddie Sauter and musical collaborator. Eddie Sauter and his orchestra in 1965 with guest soloist Stan Getz, and we heard from the score, just a portion of it, Once Upon a Time, Mickey's theme, and part of On Stage, with multi-tracking, of course, with Getz. Eddie Sauter's composition for Mickey 1. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you.
the seat now for Ethel, very confidentially. Ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice now for Ethel, very confidentially. Ain't she nice? Just cast them eyes in her direction. Oh, me, oh, my. Ain't that perfection? Solid today, I repeat. The Mickey Mouse, don't you think she's neat? And the Eskimo Fairy, confidentially. Ain't she sweet? In that direction, Papa, and take that chance for to ask.
Pop, that's perfection. Darling, take it, baby.
Darling, I repeat, that's a fine thing, cutting out down the street.
Do you dig me? I mean confidentially.
Ain't she sweet?
Jimmy Lunsford's great band, with Trummy Young, trombonist and vocalist, singing for you right there. Ain't She Sweet, April 1939. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.